Okay, the Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin, and we're starting the brand new perek, Ayin Vov Omid Beis. And today's Mishnah and today's Gemara focuses exclusively on the Chalos Toida. Everybody knows that if you want, you can go and bring a Korban Toida. Korban Toida is to thank Hashem. Typically, it was brought to thank Hashem for one of the four things which are enumerated in the Toidu that the Nusach Ashk and the Nusach Svar says on Friday afternoons right before Mincha. We thank Hashem for the Yerdei Hayom and the Yoytze Mibbeis Vasurim, those that were Choylim, those that had to travel through the Midbar. Nowadays, when one of those four things happens, we go and make a Birchas HaGoyimel. In the times of Chazal, they brought a Korban Toida. Now, what was special about a Korban Toida is that in addition to the animal, the Korban, they brought 40 chalos. And these 40 chalos are described in great detail in the Torah, as well as here in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. The 40 chalos were comprised of 30 which were in the bechina of matzois, in other words, they were unleavened, while you had 10 which were chametz. The specific psukim, just to remind everyone, says in the Pusik, we learned it yesterday, V'zoyis Torah Zevach HaShlam HaShel Yakrev LaShem, Im Al Toida Yakrivenu, if you're bringing a korban for a toida, V'hikrev Al Zevach HaToida, in addition to the animal, you bring Chalois Matzois Belulois B'Shemen, Chalois, or Rekike Matzois Mishuchem B'Shemen, these are Rekikin, the Soilis Murbeches Chalois Belulois B'Shemen. So you have three different types. You have the chalois, you have the rekikin, and the seilas murbeches, is what we refer to as the revucha. Those are three different types of matzois. Each one it says, matzois, matzois. The next pasuk says, al chalois lechem chometz yakrev karbonai. In addition to the 30 of matzois, you have 10 of chometz. Altogether, you have 40 chalois. The problem is that the Torah doesn't tell us any numbers. It just says that you go and bring these four different types, three types of matzah, one type of chametz. But as we'll see in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, the way this is broken down is that you have 10 esroinois, or esroinim, of flour, which you use for the three different types of matzah, and once again you have 10 esroinim that you use for purposes of the chametz. So, even though there are more matzos than there is chametz, but there is in volume the same. The 30 matzos will add up to 10 esroinim, and the 10 chalis chametz also adds up to 10 esroinim. How do we know this? None of this is written out expressly in the Torah. It's all going to be based on limudim, psukim, as we'll see in Yetzesh. So let's start the Mishnah now. HaToida hois... I'm sorry? We're starting a brand new perek, Ayin Vov Amid Beis, brand new Mishnah.
Okay, we there's something funny, because Israel yesterday, they started the perek yesterday.
They're more
Orthodox.
Well, okay, so then Makayim is a reason Makdimen, which is wonderful. If you want, you can rejoin them and start learning tomorrow's daf. Well, then, Brother Shai, today's Gemara is very difficult in terms of all the math. Since you've already learned it, you'll be able to help us out in understanding all the arithmetic. Anyway, so starting off the Mishnah. HaToyidohis bo chomesh so'in Yerushalmiyos shehein sheish midboryos. Typically, when we talk about the measures, especially for the Toida, but also in general, we usually refer to those midbarios. Midbarios means when the Yidin were in the Midbar, and the reason why we usually refer to those is because when the Yidin were in the Midbar, that's when the Toida was given, and the Shi'urim that we learned from the Toida are all Midbardic, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, over time, they changed the Midois, and from the six Midbarios, they went and transformed them into five So'in Yerushalmiyos. We'll talk about the transformation shortly. But in the meantime, the focus of the Mishnah is that the Toida, which was, we're talking about the Toida, we're not talking about the Behemoth, we're talking now about the Chalis Toida, The combination of all of them were six midbarios. Six midbarios means six so'in from the times of the midbar, which equals shtei eifois, because every eifa is sholish so'in. If one eifa has three so'a, then two eifas have six so'a. That's the six midbarios that we're talking about. Mendy, are you there?
Yes.
Mendy will remind us what the shiurim are, based on the famous mnemonic of Askelab Goidu. How does that work, Mendy?
Again, Askelab is Gudai. The Eifon has three song, built into the Al Samach. The song has six Kaven, that's Gudai, the Vav.
The Dalit.
The Kav.
Yeah, yeah, Vav, correct. Continue on.
Has four Lugin. Lugin has six Vedim. Ask what Gudai in between those letters.
Beautiful. So, just repeating that again, Askelab stands for Eifa, So'a, Kav, Loig, and Be'a, and Goidu stands for 3, 6, 4, and 6, which means that in every Eifa you start off, you have 3 So'a, that's your Amach Aleph Samach, and that's the Gimel of Goidu. Then you continue on from the Samach to the Kuf, Aske, Samach and Kuf. In every single So'a you have in it 6 Kavim. Then you continue on from the Kav to the Loig, you have Askelab, Kif Lamed. To the Loig you have, again, 6, because that's the Goy, only you have 4, Gimel Vav Dalet, there are 4, 4 Loigin, and every single Loig has 6 Beim, Askelab, Lamed Beis, and the Vav of Goy. Thank you, Mandy. So now, we're focusing for the time being on just the Aleph and the Samach. So in every Eifa, you have 3 So'a, Min HaTorah. And that's what the Mishnah says over here. The Eifa is Sholish So'in. And in 2 Eifois, you have 6 So'in Min HaTorah. Now, when it comes to Isorin, and Isorin is a tenth of an Eifa. How do I know Isorin is a tenth of an Eifa? Because it says by the Karban of Oimer, for Oimer, Asiris HaEifa E. Every single Oimer, the Karban Oimer, which you brought the first day of Chol HaMoed, which hopefully we'll still be Mekayim this week. It doesn't look so good, but Mekenish Vissen. Anyway, so the first day Chol HaMoed is a Karban Oimer, and that Karban Oimer says, V'Oimer Asiris HaEifa. Asiris HaEifa means a tenth of an Eifa. The word Asiris means like an Isoroin. Therefore, every Eifa has in it 10 Esroin. So the Eifa has in it 3 Sa'a, and it also has 10 Esroin. And that's what it says in our Mishnah. Since we're not talking about one Eifa, we're talking about 2 Eifois, so then we have Esrim Isorin. We have 20 altogether. The 20 are divided up, Asara the Chametz, 10 for the Chametz, Asara the Matzah, and 10 for the Matzah. Remember, the Gemara Mishnah is going to tell us in a moment that in the Chametz there were 10 Chalois, and in the Matzah we had the 3 types. Each one of them had 10 Matzahs. So explains that in Mishnah Vayta. Since we started off that you have Asar l'chametz, 10 Esroinim for chametz, and you have 10 Chalois, simple arithmetic tells you that 10 divided by 10 is 1. So therefore, Isorin l'chala. Every Chalas chametz had 1 Isorin. 10 Chalois chametz were 10 Esroinim, which was 1 Eifa, which was 3 Sa'a. And the same thing applies to Asar the Matzah. 10 Esroinim were for the Matzah. However, the Matzah wasn't just one type, there were 3 types, like we read the Pasuk before. Ube Matzah Sholish Minim, what are the 3 Minim? You have the Chalois Matzahs Pludus Vashemin, you have the Rekike Matzahs Meshuchim Vashemin, and then you have the Solis Murbeches, Revucha. What is Revucha? So people say Revucha is similar to the dough of a bagel dough. Fine. Anyway, those are the 3 Minim of the Matzah. Of those 3, we're talking about 30 chalis altogether. And those 30 chalis, they added up to, or were equal to, also 10 esrainim. So that makes things a little bit more complicated. Nimtu shloisha esrainim ushlish l'chol min umin. Since we have 3 mine matzois, and all of them together were 10 esrainim, so that means each min on its own was 3 and a third. Well, that's simple arithmetic. 3 times 3 and a third gets you to 10 chalis altogether. So each one of the chalis and each one of the rekikin and each one of the revulcha, they were not 10 esroinim for each min umin, but only 3 and a third l'chol min umin. And we have sholish chalis li'isorin. Every sorin is comprised of 3 chalis. Now how do you get a cheshbon of 3 chalis li'isorin? Very simple. Because since we're saying that every one of the minim has 3 and a third esroinim, you divide 3 and a third by 10. Now, instead of doing 3 and a third, let's go and do it by decimal. 3 and a third would be 3.333. Now when you're taking a tenth of 3.33, this moves the decimal point to in front of the first 3, and it becomes 0.3333. So that means that every single challah was a third of an isarai. So if you multiply 1/3 by 10, you get to 3 1/3. And since every one of the chalis was a third of an isarin, sholesh chalis li'isarin. So it's all pretty straightforward that as opposed to the chometz where there was one chal li'isarin, when it comes to the matzahs, you had 3 matzahs, or 3 chalis li'isarin. And therefore, if you had altogether in every one of the 3 types, 3 minim, you had altogether 10, so you had 3 chalis li'isarin, and that we have to divide that up among the 3 1/3 Isra'inim. So 3 is 1 Isra'in, 3 is a 2nd Isra'in, 3 is a 3rd Isra'in, so that's 9 altogether. And now we have 1/3 left over, that's the final challah, which was 1/3 of an Isra'in. So you have 10 to each species of matzah. If I'm going too quickly, stop me, because I think that it's all fairly transparent and straightforward, but sometimes you don't chop the numbers so quickly. So far, this was all the midos midborios. Midos midborios based on that one eifa had in it 3 so'in, as well as 10 esroinim, as we said before. Now, to say that one eifa has 3 so'in, that was midborios, and that's why the Mishnah started off that they were sheish midborios. But by the time that the yin came to Yerushalayim, they decided to make a change and transform the 6 midborios into 5 Yerushalmios. Which basically means you start off with the 6 that you had, take off one of them, and that one divide up into 5 portions and add it to the original so'is. So the so'is originally were, if you will, 6 to 2 eifa, 3 to 1 eifa, and therefore they were relatively small. Now we're taking off from that 6th. We're taking off Abyssala, and we're adding it to the 5 remaining, and we're making each one of them a little bit larger. Since we're making each one larger, instead of remaining with 6 so'a in 2 eifai, we have 2 eifais. We're now left with 5 so'in in 2 eifais. So per eifa, instead of having 3 so'in per eifa, we now have 2.5 so'in per eifa. Instead of 3, we have 2.5. Okay, how did they do that? Again, by adding a bissel. What's the chilik between having 6 and 5? As the Gemara will tell us shortly, that means that any time you want to go and change your midos, you can only do it by a shtus, by a 6th. So how did you have a change of a 6th? Because you took a 6th of the midbarios, and you added that to the other 5. So now each one of them is now a little bit larger. Okay, for those of you that are... Why do they do that? It doesn't say why. I assume it was...
It's not Minotaur, it's not Zerat HaKosu.
No, 100%. I don't think it was the Rabban. I think it was the merchants, the financial forces felt that it's easier to deal with 5 instead of dealing with 6 in 2 Eifais. So I don't think it had... Of course, there are halachas that are involved in that, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Is there a din of Oino'a? Is there a din of Chas HaSholem, people losing their parnasa? It has halachic ramifications. But I assume that this was done by financial forces that felt it would just be simpler to go and, instead of talking about 3 per eifa, talk about 2.5 per eifa. In England, they had something similar. I don't know, this must go back 20 or 30 years ago, that I think they used to be 240 pence or something like that to the pound, and then they changed it to 100 pence to the pound, something like that. The reason why they did that, it was just easier for commerce.
What's his name, broke the Bank of England?
Or they're just adjusting the valuation.
Okay, so they just adjusted it. It would be similar to if nowadays, as you know, we have 16 ounces to a pound. So what happens if I need someone, if you have a recipe, and the recipe says, I need altogether 80 ounces for this particular recipe. So, assuming that you leave it at 16 ounces per pound, then you're going to need 5 pounds, because 5 times 16 adds up to, or it's multiple, the sum is 80. What happens if one day, some of the Groyser Chomin Avoinim, for instance, Trump may say he doesn't like to have 16 per pound because that's kind of an odd number. Let's make it now 20 ounces per pound. That's much easier to cheshbon. Okay, so we change now the pounds. Instead of being 16 ounces, now they're 20. So what's going to happen if I have a recipe that requires 80 ounces instead of requiring 5 pounds of flour, lamushel, I'm going to have 4 pounds of flour. So it's exactly the same in terms of the total volume. It's just that they go and cut it up a little bit differently.
They revalue the pound.
They revalue, okay. It's not really revaluing, it's changing the volume. Instead of talking about 16 ounces, it's 20 ounces. So each of the pounds, the ounces remain the same. So the pounds have gotten larger. So therefore, in your recipes, instead of using 5 pounds of flour, you'll use 4 pounds of flour.
So that has to be approved by a government body.
No question about it. So I'm assuming in times of Yerushalayim they also had the Minister of the Economy or Financial Affairs, and then probably the Cabinet, and then after the Legislature, the Knesset of Yerushalmi times, they probably had to approve it. But anyway,
also, there was probably a different valuation for something in the Beis HaMikdash as in society.
Oh. Well, that we're going to have later on, that Midas HaKodesh was double the Midas Chol. That's true. But that's unrelated to this, but Yeshikoya for bringing that to our attention. But getting back to our Mishnah, on the fourth line, now we are in fact talking about the Yerushalmiyos. Midi Yerushalmis, Ho Yushloishim Kav. We had over there, in the two Eifa, we had 30 Kavim altogether. And now we're going to split it up. Chamisha Osir L'chometz, V'chamisha Osir L'matzah. 15 were for chametz and 15 for matzah. In other words, the same type of breakdown that we had before, but instead of talking now in terms of esroinim, we're going to talk now in terms of kavim. And those midis yushalmiyos, meaning the 5 that we said in our Mishnah altogether, since in every so'ah you have the 6 kavim, like Mendy explained to us before, the goidu, the vav, so in the askalab, when you're going from so'ah now to Kuf, to Kavin, you have to take the Vav of the Goydu, so you have 6 Kav in every Sa'ah. So what happens now is, since we had 5 Sa'ah Yerushalmiyos, right, that's how the Mishnah began, Chomesh Sa'ah Yerushalmiyos, so now you do 5 times the 6, and you have 30 Kavin altogether. In 2 Eifois, you have 30 Kavin. So now that you have 30 Kavin, you split up the Kavin, 15 for Chomets and 15 for Matzah. So now how does that work out? So let's again go through chametz. Chamisha osur lechametz, 15 kavin for chametz. Since there are 10 chalos chametz altogether, 15 divided by 10 means that it was kav umechtzel lechal. That every one of the chalos, instead of being, like we said before, one isarayim, it was 1.5 kavin, which equals exactly the same thing. But just we're talking about different volume numbers because of the change from the 5 from the 6 saw to the 5 saw. And the Mishnah continues, Chamisha Osla Matzah. Once again, we have the other 15 kavanah for the Matzah. And the Matzah are Sholish Minim, 3 Minim altogether. So, what are those 3? Chalas, Rekikon, or Vucha, like we said before. So, now, since we have 15 kavan for the Matzah, so each one of the Minim now has 5, because we're dividing the 15 by 3. Each Min now has 5. So, Chameshis Kavan Chomin, Chomin Umin. And now, since in every one of the minim we have 10 chalos, and those 10 chalos are 5 kavin altogether, so you divide 5 into 10 gives you 2. Ushtei chalos lekav. So two, every challah was a half a kav, and two challahs together were a full kav, and multiplying five times the two, when you get 10 challahs, you get five kavin altogether. So in a sense, it's a little bit easier to work with the Yerushalmi numbers, because then each one of the challahs was a half a kav. In the times of the Midbar, each one of the challahs was a third of an isara. Okay, anyway, but it all adds up, each one according to their own volumes in their days. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to know, all of that is fascinating, but what's the makor? And over here you should put a v'chuli, because we're not focusing on that. Minu ani mili, says Rashi, is going on, how do I know that an eifa is three sa'a? Again, we're talking about the times of the Midbar. How do I know that one eifa equals three sa'a? Amar v'chizi yamakrat. We're going to bring in succession three psukim, all from Yechezkel. Because in Yechezkel you have some of the measurements itemized and spelled out, which you don't have in the Torah. So Rav Chizki Yamakrat, the first passage I can bring is v'ha'efa v'habas toichen echad yia. The efa and the bas will have one toichen. One toichen means they're the exact same measure. Efa equals bas. This bas, of course, we're not talking about a daughter, we're talking about a measure of volume. So efa and bas, toichen echad yia, they're both exactly the same. Zokimar ma bas shulish soin, just like a bas is three soin, af eifa shulish soin, eifa is also three soin. And of course that begs the question. Ubas kufaminol, and how do you know the bas equals three so'ah? Yudor ilay minach sev, is it because it says in the Pasik, lo seis maaser hachoymer, habas. What does that mean? The word choymer we haven't defined yet, but the Gemara will define it shortly, that a choymer is the same thing as a koyer. A koyer is 30 sa'ah, so a choymer is 30 sa'ah. And therefore it says in this pasuk, lo says to go and donate or to give maser, maser of course is a tenth, ha choymer of 30 sa'ah, that's habas. That is a bas. So I see from this that a bas equals a tenth of a choymer, again a choymer being 30 sa'ah. So a maser of choymer means 10% of 30, which gives us 3. Now I know that a bas is 3 saw. Oh, so now I understand how I know that eifa is 3 saw, because the previous pasuk said that an eifa and a bas are exactly the same, and I know that bas is a tenth of a choymer, which is 30. So a tenth of 30 is 3, shoy. So a bas is 3, so an eifa is 3. Frey timura, eifa nami hoksiv. The same pasuk that we've been quoting, and those of you that have the Torah or Hashalim, you'll notice it starts off, Ho'eifa v'bas toichen echad yia. They are both the same. Lo seis maser ha'choymer ha'bas. We just brought a proof from this that bas is a tenth of a choymer. But then the pasuk continues on, Vasiris ha'choymer ho'eifa. That eifa is also a tenth of a choymer. And assuming that a choymer is 30 saw, then and eifa is also a tenth, is three sa'a. So frey timura, eifa nami hoksiv, back to the Gemara. Vasidus ha-choymer ho-eifa. That being the case, what do I need to start off with? That I know that eifa is three sa'a. Because eifa is the same as a bas. Who cares what a bas is? Now that I have at the end of the pasuk, vasidus ha-choymer ho-eifa, that eifa is a tenth of a choymer. And assuming that a choymer is 30 saw, so then I know that an eifa is a tenth of that, means it's 3 saw. So I don't need to refer to the bas. Says, well, I'll tell you why I started off that eifa and bas are the same. Because el choymer lo yidana kama. I really don't know what the choymer is. So if I don't know what the choymer is, I cannot say vasiris ha choymer ho eifa, that eifa is 3 because it's a tenth of a choymer. I don't know what a choymer is. Choymer might be 50, maybe it's 20, maybe it's 10. Ich weiß nicht. But if that's the case, so then the first part when I said lo seis maser hachoymer habas, and you're saying I don't know what a choymer is, so then I don't know what a bas is either. So just like I don't know what the volume of an eifa is, because I don't know what choymer is. I know an eifa is a tenth of a choymer. I know that. Well, but I don't know what a bas is, just like I don't know what an eif is. So tomorrow, Elamihacha, you're 100% right. We're going to start a brand new pasuk, and this pasuk is three psukim later in Yechezkel. V'choike shemen. Choike shemen means the rule, the amount of the shemen is. Habas shemen, if you have a bas of shemen. U'maisra habas min ha'koir aseres habatim. Ah, so now it tells us a maser habas min ha'koir. Koir says Rashi, that we knew, that equals 30 sa'. In fact, whenever we have in the Bavis, Bavakamba, Metzir, Bavabasra, and they talk about a base core is brought in the Torah as well, that a base core, if you want to go and be makdashit, and then you want to be poide, a soda base core, then you go and give 50 shkolim altogether, and then the nafkimina would be legabe, you have 50 years until the yovel year. Anyway, so the Torah, it talks about a base core, and a core is equal to 30 sa. And now we're saying Hamas and Habas min ha-koir, that a tenth, that a bas is a tenth of a kor. Ah, if in fact, and the apostle continues, Aseres habatim choymer, and it tells you that 10 batim equal a choymer. Ki aseres habatim choymer. The apostle just repeats it twice. Rashi says it's really kiminig hanaviyah. This is the next pasuk beis. If you want to look down below, b'choik ha-shemen, the amount of shemen, the volume is habas ha-shemen, maser habas min ha-kor. Meaning that bas equals a tenth of a kor. Kor we know is 30 saw, so therefore habas is also is 3 saw, because it's a tenth. And then we say, aser is habatim choymer. Oh, 10 batim equals a choymer, which means therefore, since we know a bas is 3 saw, 10 times 3 is 30, a choymer is 30. Ah, so a koyer and a choymer are synonymous terms. Choymer and koyer are both 30 saw, and a bas is a tenth of a koyer, and a bas is a tenth of a choymer. Ah, so therefore, Zokti Moriyetz, now that I know that the definition of bas, that it's a tenth of a choymer, and a tenth of a koyer, which means that it's 3 saw. Ah, so now I know what an eifa is. Now I go back to the original pasuk. That the eif and the bas are the same, just like a bas is a tenth of a choymer, a tenth of a kor, eif is also a tenth of a choymer, a tenth of a kor. So bottom line is an eif is 3 saw. So that's how we started off our Mishnah, that although in the times of Yerushalayim there were 5 saw in 2 eifos, in the times of the Midbar you had 6 saw in 2 eifos, because every eifa was 3 altogether. Like the Mishnah says, eifa sholosh, sorry. So with this we have concluded those calculations, and now we go on to the dinim involved. And this is along the lines of what Robert was asking before, what are the rules and regulations, so to speak. Amar Shmuel, ein moisifen ala midos yoisim mishtus, v'loi ala matbeya yoisim mishtus, v'mistake lo yistake yoisim mishtus. These three seem to be unrelated, except for the fact that each one is a shtus, but as we'll see, they are related after all. If you want to go and take a midah and increase it, don't increase it by a tenth or by a quarter, only increase it by a sixth. And that's what we started off with in our Mishnah, and we're going to have that at the bottom of the Amud as well, that we started off with in every single, let's talk about the 2 eifos, makes that life a little bit easier. 2 eifos in the times of the Midbar were 6 sa'ah. We want to increase the size of every sa'ah. The number 6 may be a little bit difficult to work with. What happens if Trump decides one day, I don't want to talk about 12 eggs in a dozen. 12 is a difficult number. Let's go and make it 10 eggs to a dozen. That would make, and then therefore, if you're buying 5 dozen, it's 50 eggs. You buy 10 dozen, it's 100 eggs, instead of each time having to deal with 6, which is not as easy a number as 5. So you have over here, 2 eifa equal 6 midbarias. They decided to change it now to 5 sa'a instead of 6. So what did we do? We took away one of the 6, and we subdivided it, and we added a fifth and a fifth and a fifth to each one of the remaining 5. So the way we would normally look at it is that we're adding 20%, one-fifth to each of the remaining 5 sa'ah. However, that's what we call milagav. If you're talking about milabar, milabar means that you look after you finished your arithmetic. What means after you finish your arithmetic? That since we started off with 6, we're now down to 5 sa'ah. we added to the five saw, each one of them, to make them larger. They are each one larger by, you can look at it as being 1/5 larger, or you can also look at it as being 1/6 larger, because they were originally 6, and now they've been transformed to 5, so therefore we reduce the number from 6 to 5, but that reduction is 1/6 of the 6 that we started off with. Or you can look upon it as it's 1/5 of the 5 that we're left with. So that's what the Gemara calls Melagav Umile Bak. Taking it, for those of you that may not be following, let's assume that we are increasing. Okay, we're going to talk about this in a moment, just bear with us. Say, Maisifan al Midas Yoysa Mishnas. If you want to increase the Midas, you can add a 6. Voya Matbei Yoysa Mishnas. If you want to go and add to the Matbei, also not more than a 6th. And a person that wants to go and make parnusa, and he is a retailer, so he bought from the wholesaler, his markup should not be more than a 6th. My timer, what's the reason? So let's talk about this. So let's assume that you have a retailer who bought from the wholesaler schoira for $100. We're saying in the Gemara, you're allowed to go and add a shtus for the markup. So I would think, what's a markup of a 6th of $100? A 6th of $100 is roughly $16 and change. So he can go and sell this to the customer for $116. And that $16 would then go and cover his overhead and his expense, and he's marked it up by 1/6. But that's not the case. Really, it's 120. He can go and mark it up. 120, that 20 over 100, that's a 5th. He's adding 20%. That's because if you look at the 20 vis-a-vis the 100, but if you look at it vis-a-vis the bar, meaning the final amount, 20 out of 120 is 1/6. So that's what the Gemara means, that the retailer, when he wants to sell this, he doesn't have to sell it for 116, he can sell it for 120. He's calling it a 5th. Milabar, it's only 1/6 because it's 20 out of the 120. Anyway, so that's the same type of concept that we have by the Midois and the Matbeya. Everybody okay? Brother Shai, you're asking, you're saying something?
No, I'm just saying, so Ariel was puzzled.
You take the 20% from the top or from
the... No, so you take the final markup, or it's 120. So what when you start with 100, what is the markup on 20? Out of 120, as opposed to looking at it, what you started out with, and then added to that, so that was a 5th. But when you look at the final bigger number, 120, and then you see it's
only 6.
See, so that's where you're...
The mice, it comes out the same. You call it a 5th, you call it a 6th. It just depends on your approach. If you are, your attitude... If you're looking at the original price of 100, you're adding 20, then you're adding a 5th. But if you're looking at the final price, 120 over the 100...
Once you added the 20.
Mm-hmm.
Once you added the 20 out of the final 120 is the 6th. So that's what the Gemara means when we say that you add Milabar. We'll see that in the Gemara as we go through it. Anyway, everything okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother Shai is now an expert because he already learned this at Young Israel yesterday, as you heard. Besides his wealth of knowledge, which, similar to Wikipedia, knows every facet of the civilization. But anyway, let's continue on.
I think we're ahead of DAF, and I didn't do it. I just figured something was wrong. But all right, anyway, so now I do Chazar. It's great.
Great, beautiful. Anyway, continuing on. My timer. What's the reason why, when it comes to the Midois, Reb Shmuel says it can be Moisel Midas Yois Mishnos. My time. Ile Mishamavkui Tara. Are we concerned about prices going up and people making mistakes and therefore merchants charging more? Ihochishtus Nami Lohi. If that's the case, it shouldn't only be a not more than a shtus, even a shtus, you shouldn't be able to do it. What does he want to mean to say? Every once in a while, I don't know those of you that ever go shopping, you want to go and buy the mushul, a box of cereal. So until now, the cereal box only had 16 ounces. It was exactly 1 pound. And they charged you quite $5 for the box of Cheerios. And then one day you see it says on top of it, we're now selling a larger. it's no longer just 16 ounces, now it's 20 ounces. Oh, and of course the price has gone up. The question is, has the price gone up exactly the same ratio, or have they done that to be able to go and add another 10 cents or 20 cents to the product, and the average person won't be able to figure out because he doesn't have his calculator, and he doesn't have Brother Shai with him to tell him whether it's a fifth or a sixth, and therefore they'll be totally confused, and the reason therefore you shouldn't go and do more than a sixth, Yishim Afkui Tara. I'm afraid that the prices are going to go up more than they should for those new mitas. Pray tomorrow, if that's the case, Yehoch Ishtos Namilai. So why are you only talking about more than Ishtos? Even Ishtos is no good. Ela Mishum Einor, probably because we know the Hilchos Einor, in Bav Metzia, the shear is a sixth. Ah, and the reason why we're saying over here, don't be Moisef, more than a sixth, because Gehech Lelehevi, Bittel Mekach. Back in Mesechtes Bav Metzia, you remember we learned about Einor, if it happens to be exactly a sixth, then you can go back to the storekeeper and say, hey, you overcharged me. You charged me a sixth more. And we're saying that that's Einor. What happens is, then you're allowed to go and get back the overcharge, but the sale is a sale. So if the price for this product should have been a dollar, and the merchant charged you $1.20, and you come back and you show him your receipt, hey, you charge $1.20. Everybody in town is charging $1, and that's the fixed rate according to the government, and you're charging $1.20, then you're entitled to give back your 20 cents, and the deal is a good deal. However, if you go above the Einor, let's say you charge $1.25, ooh, that's already more than a sixth, then Bittel Mekach, the whole Mekach is off, and you can go and say, give me back all my money, I give you back your Cheerios, and let's move on from here.
Free market question. I have a similar question, but I think what we're talking about is not that yes, on a shahr, there's established market price.
That is correct. And you are bound to that market price. I mean, anybody today can go and say, if you're not happy with my prices, go across the street. Go to Amsterdam Avenue. Go to Brooklyn. You don't have to buy by me. However, you were talking about a society where everything was regulated in terms of those prices.
Well, you're talking about a command economy.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
So there's demand, and they had a set price for the week. Now, once you have the set price, you can't go more than the six. Because already that was the... You're fooling the person. He doesn't know. You're fooling. You have a set price. The market forces set the price.
Right.
The guy was trying to, in vernacular, say, rip off.
Right.
And you don't know the price. You're adding one of the six. So,
Price gouging.
Very good. A very nice term. So the reason why we're saying is don't go beyond a sixth, because beyond the sixth will be Einor, and it'll be Bittel Mekach. Yeah, it's only 11, Bittel Mekach. That's why you can charge up to a sixth, and therefore the Mekach will be Kayim. You'll just get back any overcharge. The Amar Rava, Rava said, anything where the price differential was not based on the fact that the merchant was charging more, but it was based on Mida, Mishkol, or Minyan, then even less than a Kdei Einor is Chayzer. What does that mean? Let's say you see in the window, there's a big sign that says, this store sells 10 apples for a dollar. And then you go and find the ready bags full of 10 apples, each one $1. So you took one bag, you didn't bother counting them, you come home, and you counted, and guess what, there are only 9 apples. And you're furious. I especially went to this store because there were 10 apples, and he only sold me 9 apples. So you go back to the store, and you tell him, you owe me one apple. And the person says to you, I'm sorry, my friend, if you know anything about Einor, you know that I overcharged you either 1/9, because it's 1 out of the remaining 9, or 1/10, 1 out of the original 10. That's less than a sixth. It's a 9th or a 10th. It's not a sixth. And so therefore, go home, don't bother me. And the answer you give him is, we're not talking about over here wheat or commodities where the person is overcharging for the commodity more than a sixth. We're talking about midos and mishko. If you are a person that sells the apples and it's 1 pound of apples you get for $1, and you come home and you just find, you weigh it on your own and you find that it's not a full pound, it was only 15 ounces or 12 ounces. So you're going to go and say, well, it's less than I know. What did Bill say? It's fraud. You are overcharging. And when it comes to midas and mishkol, it's not a sixth. then if you say I'm selling you a pound, it's got to be a pound. You can't go and sell 0.75 pound, the 0.9 of a pound, and call it a pound. Yeah, it's less than a sixth. That doesn't work. So I buy a dozen eggs, and I find in my egg cart that they're only 11 instead of 12. Eh, it's only 1/12. What's the goodish? No. You're entitled to get your full amount. So therefore, says Gemara, since we're talking over here about midos, that was the first Amishmol in my Sifan Allah, midos, there's no dinam of Ainah, called Dabashim Midosh, even if it's 1/10, it's 1/100 choizer, you're entitled to get your money back. Says Gemara, Elamishum Tagra, Kehech Leloilam Taya Diana. Diana means the word hefsir or loss. What does Gemara mean to say? That the reason why you can't be Moisav Alamidos more than a sixth, because we said that a retailer is only entitled to go and have a markup of a sixth. Now what happens if you have Rashi gives an example of a retailer that's coming from a small town, and the small town, they don't sell there the Wall Street Journal, and they don't know what the Shorim, the new rates and market prices are. So he thinks we're still involved in the old Midois. He goes now into the big cities, he bought from the wholesaler, he's now the retailer, going to big cities to go and sell. And there they've moved up, they've marked up the midos, so that they are now no longer 6 sa'ah to the 2 ephahs, they're now 5 sa'ah. And this poor fellow, he doesn't know anything about it. And therefore he is selling it based on the original price, based on the original midos. What happens now is he's not going to make a profit. Why? Because since his profit margin, his markup is a sixth, and you're allowed to go and mark up your midos 1/6, so therefore 1/6 will cancel out the other six. Even if he was not aware of the fact that the midos have been increased by 1/6, at least he won't suffer a loss because his markup is anyway a sixth. So that's the reason why they said, since you can only be mistaker a sixth, only be moisav al midos a sixth. Freit Timara, you know, that doesn't sound right. The anahu deloilam taya, he's not going to have a hefsid, he won't have a loss. But Ravcha, loy boy, doesn't he have to make a profit? Zovin vizovin tagra ikri. You're going to talk about a person who must be a multimillionaire. Why? Because he has a record of 1,000 transactions last year. That 1,000 or 1 million transactions, in each case, he sold the product for the exact same price that he paid for it. So he paid for it $100, and he a million times over the year, he sold that product for $100. Wow, what a big businessman. A million transactions. But guess what? He's left with garnish, with zero. Because if he sells and buys at the same price, he hasn't gained anything. So Freitimor is Zovan. He buys the Zovan, and he sells at the same price. Tagre Ikri, he's called a wealthy merchant. He's called a Meshigana. He hasn't earned a penny. So telling me that you can only do a markup of the midos 1/6 because he's entitled to a markup of a sixth, guess what? Then the 1/6 will cancel each other out, and he hasn't made a dime. He hasn't made a nickel. Nishka penny. And the pennies don't even exist anymore. Elam Abchizda Shmuel Kro Ashkach V'Darish. Shmuel learned another pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says the following. Hashekel Esrim Gera. That we have in the Torah about Esrim Gera Hashekel. But that's not relevant to the discussion here. We're going to continue on. And we're going to do what's some...
interesting. Sorry? What's interesting is just quoting Yechezkel, mm-hmm. This guy never took Navi, never learned Navi.
Who's the guy?
The guy who sold everything exactly for what... he bought it for.
Exactly.
Because he didn't understand profits.
Oh, he didn't understand profits. Very good. Shkoyach. Anyway, so getting back to our pasuk in Yechezkel, we're going to do some simple arithmetic. Esrim Shkolim, we have Esrim Shkolim. How much is Esrim Shkolim? Everybody agree? That's 20. Yeah? And then we're going to add to it Chamisha vi Esrim Shkolim. Chamisha vi Esrim Shkolim is another 25. Anybody know how much 20 and 25 is? 45. Very good. And then we add on Asara v'chamisha shekel, another 15. How much is 15 together with 45? 60 altogether, 60. Hey, that's great, everybody. So 60 shkolim. And that 60 shkolim, hamana yilechem, adds up to a mana. Now, in the times of Chazal, when we talk about a mana, Mana, we think in our minds, is 100. What 100? It's 25 shkolim, and every shekel has 4 dinar. So 4 times 25 is 100. Ah, a mana has in it 100 dinar altogether. Frank Dimara, you're now telling me that the mana is not 25 shkolim, and every shekel has 4 dinar, and therefore it's 100. You're telling me that we have 60 shkolim, and every one of the shkolim has 4 dinar. So 60 times 4 is mana, is 240. So Frank, the mana, it's 100. Masim arbonav, it's 240. Oy, oy, oy. Can you imagine you have a mana, and instead of getting 100 dinar for it, you're getting 240 dinar. That doesn't make sense. Well, something's going wrong. So Shema Mina class. From this pasuk, we learn 3 separate things. Number one, Shema Mina, mana shel kodesh kafel hayah. That the mana shel kodesh was double the mana shel chayil. Uh-huh. So we started off with a mana is 100 dinar. If you multiply it by 2, because the mana shel kodesh is kafel, 2 times 100 gives us 200. But I'm still missing out on the 40, because it's 240. So they added to the midos, they added a 6th. I don't know why the Gemara refers to Moisif and Alam midos. The Chayyot should be Moisif and Alam Adbeya, which is the same din that Shmuel said. Moisif and Alam midos, v'lo Alam Adbeya, yois mishtos. Okay, so now let's go and add a 6th to the 200. So normally you'd say add a 6th to 200, I'd be adding something like 32, right? Because if I'm adding a 6th to 100, I'm adding 16. A 6 to 200, and it should be 32. But remember, Rabbi said we're going with milabar. So since we're going milabar, a 6 of 200 is 40. Because when you add the 40 to the 200, you get the 240. A 6 of 240 is 40, like we said before. So that's how you get the cheshbon of the 240. Number one, we're not talking about your regular midos shulchol or matbeya shulchol. We're talking about midos of kodesh, which are double. And more than that, we're also talking about the fact that they changed over time, like we had from Midbar to Yerushalayim. So instead of talking about that it was only 25 shkolim to, 25 shkolim to a mana, they've now made 30 shkolim to a mana. Since it's 30 shkolim to a mana, you double that, you get now 60 shkolim to the mana. Why do you double it? Because it's a midas kodesh, which is kafel hayah. How did you get from 25 to 30? Because you added 5. 5 out of 25 is a 5th. But 5 out of 30 is a 6th. You can be moisif a 6th. And shma mina, that's what the Gemara concludes. Shtusam milabar. That you add a shtus milabar, meaning that your 6th adds up to not 25 that you add a 6th, but you do a 6th of 30, which is the additional 5. Like a 6th of 240, you added 40 to the 200. Okay. If you're wondering why the pasuk splits up the 60 that we have, 20 and 25 and 15, Tosis talks about that. That's the Tosis on the side. And Tosis says because they were different weights. Okay, Ayin Shum. Omer Avinu, Masis Nami Deka, bring a Rai from our Mishnah. That what? That you go and add 1/6. Tiktani, state in the Mishnah, we started off the Perek. Why did they go and switch from 6 to 5? Because they added 1/6 to each one of the saw. So the saw, which previously were small, solacholds, kleinchige saws, 6 to an eifa, to 6 to 2 eifas. We have now increased it. Each one is a little bit larger, and now they're 5 to 2 eifas. How did you go from 6 to 5? We added a 6th. What do you mean you added a 6th? Didn't you go and add a 5th? No. It depends what you look. Milabar, milagav. It's a 6th of the larger amount from the 6th. You take a 6th of 6 is 1, and you add it to the chomer side. Shema mina, zokta mishnah vayter. For those of you that had difficulties with the arithmetic, the Amud Beis is much simpler. And mainly it's going to be, we have to find the makoires from the psukim. Mikulam hayenoytel echad me asora truma. We start off again. Remember the lach me toida. There were 40 altogether, 10 of chametz, and then 10 esroinim of chametz, 10 esroinim of matzah. But remember, there were 10 chalis of chametz and 30 chalis of matzah. Just that each one of the chalis of matzah was a third the size, because you had 3 minim altogether. Okay, smikulum ayinoytel echan me'asara truma. When a person is bringing his carbon toida, just like every time you bring a shlamim, when you bring a toida, you have to give from the behemah the chozer v'shoik to the kahanim. From these 40 lachmi toida, you have to go and give 10% four chalos to the kahanim. What are the four chalos? One of the chalos chometz, and then one of each one of the matzahs. It means chalos matzahs, the rakike matzahs, and the revucha, so there's murbechas. So therefore the kahanim got four out of the 40. Or one out of 10. Shinemar, how do I know? Because it says the pasuk "Mimenu echad mikol karben truma l'Hashem." That's a pasuk beferish in the Torah when we're talking about the lachmei toida, that you give one mikol karben, meaning from each one of the four species, you give truma l'Hashem. Now we still don't know that there are 10 chalois or 10 esroinim per these different minim. That we still have to make a cheshbon. But in the meantime, you give one. Echad shloyitel price. The fact that the Torah said v'ikru menu echad means that you go and give a full chala. Don't give half chalas. Mikol karbon. Shu kol karbonay shavois. What does it mean? Kol karbonay shavois. Shloyitel mikarbon al chaveray. You shouldn't go and give from one min on the other. What happens if you have a cheapskate? And what he says is instead of giving one large chala from the chometz and then three mini chalos from the three varieties of the matzos, I'm going to go and give four altogether from the matzos and give nothing from the chalos. These are much smaller. Remember we said on the Omid Aleph that each one of the matzos was only one third of an isarain compared to each chala of the chometz, which was a full isarain. So you can't mix and match. You got to go and give each min one of each min. It doesn't have to be a cheapskate. You can have the other way around. A person who's very wealthy and very generous, he wants to go and give four chalas or three chalas of the chometz, which are larger, and only one or two from the matzis. No, no, no. You have to go and give one from each one. Don't give from the matzis on the chalas or the chalas on the matzis. Each species you give one. Who do you give it to? That's what it says in the pasuk. That means to the kahanim that are doing, that are working in the mishmar, v'shar necha lebalim, meaning the four you go and give to the kohen who does the avodah, lav dafka that particular kohen, it means all the kahanim in the beisav or the mishmar, they go and get those four that we just spoke about. The remaining 36 is necha lebalim, is eaten by the owners, and the owners of course can invite many, many guests to their Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving of course is a carbon toida, so giving thanks. And the 36 are eaten by anybody and everyone. Zukti mor, Tanya Rabban, v'ikar mimenu min ha-mechubar. When it says v'ikar mimenu, it means from mechubar. Mechubar. We're talking about that chalas which are mechubar lekarka. How could it be mechubar? So Rashi explains mechubar means that all the 40 chalas are together. You see the top Rashi, min ha-mechubar, the fourth line, min ha-mechubar. When you're going to go and give the truma, have all the 40 chalas in front of you on the table, and now take one of each min for truma and give it to the kohen. The Rashi down below, Rashi Ksav Yad, adds one more word. You see Rashi about six lines in, min ha-mechubar sheyekula mekli echad litol truma. All of the 40 chalas are in one large kli. B'shoy sheyesh chometz u'matza munochem lefanecha. You have the chometz, the 10 of chometz, and the 30 of matzahs, all one large basin, one large kli. Then you take out your four. That's the lashon of mechubar. That's v'ikar mim.
Worry about contamination of the matzahs by the chometz. You know, my wife would never agree to that.
You know why? Because your wife won't agree to it on Pesach. Would she agree in the middle of Chanukah that you should go and make lechem mishnah, chal and matzah together?
Yes, she would.
Oh, so that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Pesach now. We're talking throughout the year. So what about if you bring a korban toida on Pesach? What happens? You can have chometz. And the answer is?
Don't bring a toida.
Exactly. Not only don't we bring it on Pesach, we don't even bring it on Erev Pesach. And I know some people are so machmer, not only not going to bring a korban toida, they're not going to even go and say Mizmor L'Soid in Erev Pesach. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
But you're going to be bringing the matzos into, you're going to eat it in the, once you'll be eating in the muffin cutters possibly, you know, you can eat it anywhere, I guess, but.
The four of the, that you give to the kohen, eats it and the 36 which are given to the Baalim, eats chometz and matzah throughout Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh.
So you don't have to worry about it.
The 40 chalas and matzahs have to be present at the time of the shechitas hakarbin, because the shechitas is what infuses kedushas haguf into the 40. After you split it up and give 4 to the kohanim, the 36 to the baalim, everybody that day, that night, can go home and in Yerushalayim and feast on the 40, at the 4 for the kohanim and the 36. But this is not on Pesach or Boisai. This is talking throughout the year. So you have to be throughout the year. You can eat chametz and matzah together at any time. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So, v'ikar mimeno min ha-mechubar, from all 40 together. Echad shlo yitol paris. We had that already in the Mishnah. Don't bring a half a challah. Everyone has to be a gantz challah. Mikol karbon, shiyu kol har karbonis shavoy, shlo yitol min ha-karbon al chaveiro. Don't give more rekikin on instead of more chametz, or more chametz instead of more rekikin. Each one, you have to give one from each min. Truma l'ashem. You give truma. En yudeh mikamahi. I don't know what the definition of truma is. Truma literally means a hafrasha. It's something that you are extracting and giving as a present. But from how many? So we know already that there are 10 esroinim to the chametz and 10 esroinim for the other three. So we're talking about 1/10. But the Gemara doesn't know that yet. We don't know that yet. We'll only know it at the conclusion of the Gemara. So truma l'shem, any day mekamehi. How many do you start off with and now you're giving truma, a portion to the kai? So Timur, I'll tell you. How are any done? Let's go and try to figure out with a mamatzinu. Nemakan truma, benema betruma, smaiser truma. Here it says that you go and give truma. That's the pasuk that we quoted in the Mishnah. V'hikri menu echad mikol karban truma la'ashem. You have to give truma. And here, by truma smaiser. Truma smaiser, you know, means that every farmer has to give maaser rishon to the lady, and the lady in turn has to go and give maser min ha-maser, which is what we call trumas maser. He gives it to the kohen. So that is 10%. So since it says over here the word truma l'ashem, and since by trumas maser it also says you go and give truma, so I'm going to learn truma from truma. Nemer kan truma, nemer trumas maser truma. Malalon echan miyasar, 1/10 of kan echan miyasar. So this could be either a mamatzin or it could even be a gzeira shava. It says truma and truma, 10%. Oy kalach l'derech zu. Don't learn truma, the truma of the lachmei toida, from trumas meiser. But there's another time the Torah uses the term truma. Nemekan truma, nemek bibikurim truma. Mal halon ein lo shir, afkan ein lo shir. If you are going and bringing bikurim, bikurim, as you know, the first fruits from the seven minim, you have to bring those to the base of Mikdash. What's the shir of bikurim? I don't know. In fact, most of us in the davening we say every morning, Eilu dvorim she'ein lehem shir. Ha peya v'ha bikurim. Oh, so there's no shir of bikurim. So therefore, malalon in l'shir afkan in l'shir. So maybe when it comes to the truma that you're giving for the lachmei toida, you can go and make as many lachmei toida as you want. You can make 5 lachmei toida, you can make 500 lachmei toida, because there's no shir. V'zuksti shali.
Yeah, if we could dedicate the rest of our learning for Refua Shalema for Chaim Meir and Shlomo Yehuda, I would appreciate that.
Shlomo Yehuda, do you have the mother's name?
Ah, sure. Chaim Meir ben Freda Devora.
Chaim Meir ben Freda Devora, Refua Shalema Bekorev, in the schus of our learning, she should have a Refua Shalema. He should have a Refua Shalema. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Now it says the Gemara, it's Mahalalon, Ein lo shir, afkan, Ein lo shir. Maybe when you give truma from the lach metoida, there's no shir, there's no 10%, you give whatever you want. So tomorrow, near Lemidoima. Let us see, now by the way, how do we know the Bikurim are called truma? So Rashi brings the Gemara, but if you look at the Torah Ora Sholem, it says, Leisucha lecha b'sharecha, masa de gonch v'torosh v'yitzarecha, v'chayit v'kar v'tzanecha, v'chal d'recha shatidar, v'nevesech u trumas yodecha. Trumas yodecha is referring to Bikurim. So you can't eat it lecha b'sharecha, you can't take the bikurim and eat it in Bnei Brak, or you can't go and eat it wherever you want to. You got to eat it in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim, Mirakosh. Okay, so it says the Gemara, v'nei bikurim truma, ma'alon in l'shir, afkan in l'shir. So do a nil midoima. Since you're saying that we're learning the truma from the lach metoida, from either trumas meiser, or from trumas yedecha, which means bikurim, so which one is it more similar to? So it's more done a truma she'ein acharei a truma, be truma she'ein acharei a truma. Right? Al yichich bikurim she'esh la acharei in truma. What does Gemara mean? This acharei a truma means do you have to give another present, another hafrasha? So let's think about this for a minute. You're talking about lachmei toida. Once I give away to the kohen the four lachmei toida, I'm done. The other 36 belong to me. The only thing that I have to give is I have to make a bracha before I eat it. But other than that, I don't have to give any more to the Levi or to bring to Yishalayim or give it to the Oni. That's it. I'm done. I gave my four and I've been fully taxed, so to speak. Menatoyra, I've given my four to the Koyin Matnaskun. And then I'm done. Same thing by the Trumas Meiser. The Trumas Meiser, the original farmer, gave from his tour 10% to the Levi. Now the Levi goes and gives 10% from what he got, Masim and a Masim, Trumas Masim to the Koyin. From that Trumas Masim, we're done. You don't have to do anything further vis-a-vis this Levi, this Koyin, we're done. Mashenki by the Bikurim, Bikurim is the first fruits, but I haven't even started on the rest of the tour, the rest of the fruits, where I have to go and give 2% truma, and then 10% maser, and then 10% either trumas maser, not trumas maser, either maser sheni or maser oni. So I got a whole ton of other hafrashis still to do. So that's what Gemara means. I'd rather go and learn the truma of the lachmei toida, where there's nothing further, we're done, from the Trumas Meiser, where we're done, instead of learning from Bikurim, we're not done yet, we still got to give all those other hafrashos from the original Tvur. Or maybe we should learn in the other direction. Don and Truma Necheles B'Mokam Kodesh, Mi Truma Necheles B'Mokam Kodesh, Val Techich Trumas Meiser Necheles B'Chol Mokam. We talk about the Lachmei Toida. Toida is Kochim Kalim, you can eat in the entire city. Mitruma Necheles Mokam Kodesh, you're talking about the Bikurim, can be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. Masha'enkin, when you're talking about Trumas Meiser, that you can eat anywhere. Trumas Meiser, what happens if I'm a farmer in Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak, and I have my farm, and I've now given my 10% to the Levi, and the Levi also lives in Bnei Brak or in Tel Aviv or wherever, and now he gives this Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. The Kohen can eat this Trumas Meiser anywhere, throughout Eretz Yisrael. Maybe even chutzlar, it's chvesish. But certainly he is not limited to the Azara or to Yerushalayim. So therefore, maybe I should go and learn it, the din of lachmei toida from Bikurim, rather than learning it from Trumas Meiser. Talmaloyim, that's why it says, mimenu truma l'Hashem. Uksibet Trumas Meiser, mimenu truma l'Hashem. Both of those psukim, if you look at the first pasuk Aleph, dikri menu echad, this is talking about lachmei toida. And then you go to the next pasuk of the Trumas Meiser, where it says, "Vari Moisa Mimenu Trumas Hashem." So both of them have Truma Mimenu Trumas Hashem, Mimenu Trumas Hashem. And that's why I prefer learning that the Gzeirah Shah. So therefore, the din of Truma that you give by Lachmei Toida, I learned from Trumas Meiser. By the Bikurim, it doesn't say Mimenu Hashem; it says Utrumas Yedecha. So it's a totally different verbiage, so I don't learn the Gzeirah Shav. Aha, okay. So now says the Gemara, Lamadnu L'Truma She'echen Mi'asar. So now I know that the shear of Truma you have to give is 1/10. Because just like Trumas Meiser is Masim and a Masim, 1/10. Here too it has to be 1/10. Of any idea, Mikama Hichala. But I don't know how many we start off with originally. In other words, do I have 10 Chalis Chomet and I give 1 out of 10? Or maybe I have 20 chalis chomet, or maybe 50 chalis chomet, and I give 10%. I still don't know what the volume, the number of the chalis is. Harini done. So let's go make another cheshbon. Nemekan lechem, nemel lahalon b'shtei alechem, lechem. Here it says lechem. Where's here? By the lachmei toida. We have the pasuk dalet al chalis lechem chomet yakrav kabanai, lechem. Nemel lahalon b'shtei alechem, it says lechem. Of course it says shtei alechem, that's why it's called shtei alechem. In pasuk hey, for we're talking about on Shavuos, you bring shtayim to shtei alechem, shneyas roinim, each one isarin, so this tienachem, tziyafenem, etc. Ah, so therefore I have over here lechem, and over there I have lechem, malahalon isarin lechala, just like that pasuk says, shtayim, shtei alechem, is shneyas roinim, which means each chala has one isarin, afkan, I learned with Xer Shava, lechem, lechem, Afkan isar and lechala. So therefore, in the chalis chomet, each one of them is one isar. the moment we're only focusing on the Chalas Chametz, we're going to come to the Matzah shortly. Okay, so therefore, since I'm learning Lechem, and since by the Shnei HaLechem that you bring on Shavuos, it's one Isoroin per Challah, here too, one Isoroin per Challah, therefore, 10 Chalos Chametz from which I give one tenth. Pray tomorrow, who says I should learn in Shnei HaLechem? Or Klach L'derech Zu? Nemekan Lechem, Nemekan Lechem Aponim Lechem. By Lechem Aponim, it also uses the term Lechem. Lechem Aponim, of course, as we have every single Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Where does it say Vav? Vav, the Torah Ara Shalim. Menasat al Marechas, Levoy Nezaka, Vahoyza, La Lechem, La Skora, Isha Lashem. And how many Lechem Aponim did we have? We had 12, right? Shesha Marechas, Shesha Marechas. That's the pasuk right before that in the Chumash. So there are 12 altogether. So Mala Lon Shnei Esroinois, Afkan Shnei Esroinois. How many were each one of the lechem? Each one of the carbon of the lechem upon him was 2 Esroinois per challah. We talked about that yesterday. Brother Shai didn't talk about it yesterday because he learned today's blood. But then hopefully on Friday night, somebody taught him, or he learned together, the Shter Lechem. We had in the Gemara yesterday that was 2 Esroinim per Lechem Apan. The Pasuk in...
Lechem
Apan,
you mean, or Lechem
Apan? No, Lechem Apan. Lechem Apan that was brought every Shabbos. It says, 12 Chalois, 12 Lechem Apanim. Shnei Esroinim Yeh Chalo Echos. Every one of the Lechem, upon him was 2 Esroinim. So, Freyti Mariet, why are you assuming that every one of the Chalois of the Lachme Toyda was 1 Esroin? Because you're learning it Lechem from the Shtei HaLechem, where the Toyda says over there that each one Shtaim Shnei Esroinim, meaning each one was 1 Esroin. Maybe we should learn lechem from lechem aponim, where the lechem aponim, each one of the 12 lechem aponim was shnei esroinim yachalo echos. So maybe here too, we should double the shiurim when it comes to the lachme toida. Not that each chal is only 1 esroinim, but it should be 2 esroinim. So come on here, let me dime it. Let's see which one is more similar. Donin mincha haba chomet im hazevach, mi mincha haba chomet im hazevach. There are 2 similarities between the chometz of the lachme toida and the shtei halechem. What are those 2 similarities? Number one, the chometz of the lachme toida are chometz. That's what we're talking about, chometz. And the shtei halechem was chometz. How do I know that the shtei halechem was chometz? Because the pasuk says chometz teofena bikurim lashem. That's oishei in yitur orah shalom, which we seichem tevil shtayim shnei asroinim so the siena. That's the Mishnah that we had at the beginning of the Perek, Kolam Anochis, Bois Matzah, except the Chomet Shemetoid and the Shtei Alechem. And they're both Imazevach. Imazevach means the Shtei Alechem you bring with the Shtei Kvasim, the Shnei Kvasim, when you have to make a Tenufim in the Shtei Kvasim. And the same thing applies to the Korban Lachme Toida. You bring it with the Korban Toida, the animal that otherwise would be a Shlamim, and now is a Shalme Toida. Masha Enkin, if you're talking about the Lechem upon him, the lechem upon him was matzah, and the lechem upon him didn't come with a zevach. Kim shtei bezicha levoyna, tak bezicha, but it didn't come with a zevach, it didn't come with a behemoth. So therefore, I should rather learn him shtei lechem, rather than learning it from lechem upon. Zokti mora efshefakert. Vayichich lebonu jene bo chometz im hazevach. Oy klach lederav zu. Donan mincha bo mi oret mi chutz loretz. Min ha chodosh u min ha yoshen. Min mincha bo mi oret mi chutz loretz. Min ha chodosh u min ha yoshen. Rather, I should go and learn Lachme Toida. Lachme Toida, the flour for the Lachme Toida could be imported flour. You can bring flour from China, wherever you want. It could come from Oretz and Chutz Laretz. And also it can be Menachadosh Menayoshim. There's no requirement that it has to be Dafka from the brand new Tvua. It can be flour which is a year old, or brand new flour. It makes no difference. And therefore, the Lachme Toida are similar to the lechem aponim, which also you can import the flour from China, and it could be throughout the year, the lechem aponim flour is whatever flour was in the marketplace, chodesh yoshem. V'yichichu shtei alechem, shein bois elemen achodosh. Shtei alechem can only come from the chodesh, meaning, because the shtei alechem was the new produce of the chitim. Remember, on Pesach, we brought the oimer from the barley. On the Shtei Alechem we brought on Shavuos from the new Tvua, and this was the matter, the new Tvua, this Chadosh. Anybody on the Chadosh, it has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. You cannot import the wheat from elsewhere. Why? Because Talmud Loi Mishem Basik Mi Moish Vaisechem. From Moish Vaisechem means from Eretz Yisrael to view lechem terufa. You have to go and bring that lechem. So in Bazoi, which one should I learn from? To be a lechem terufa shtayim. So to march in Talmud Loi Mishem Tavil. I'm going to go and learn for the extra word tavil. It says Moish Vaisechem Tavil lechem terufa. That word tavil is extra. Why is this word tavil extra? So Rashi says because you really have to look at the pasuk which comes right before the Moish Vaisechem Tavil, and that is says in the pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Right before Rashi, in the middle of Lachmi Toidu V'Lechem Panim Bois Ma'aretz Mechutz La'aretz, Rashi says, why does it say Tavil? The previous pasuk says it comes Sheva Shavuos Tispo Lach V'Krafta Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem. And right after V'Krafta the Mincha Chadosh, it says M'Moish V'Seichem Tavil Lechem Tenufa. Once I say that you bring the Mincha Chadosh, it could have said Mincha Chadosh M'Moish V'Seichem. You bring your lechem terufa. I don't need to go and repeat the word tavil. I already said v'kraftem mincha chadasha. Shein tamalim tavil. Ah, ma tamalim tavil. Shekol masha atem maybe mokem acher harihu kazeh. Whenever you have something else where the Torah doesn't specify how many and how much you should bring, bring it kazeh like this one, meaning like the shtei alechem. And just like the shtei alechem alalon isar lechala, because you have shtayim shnei asroinim, one isarin for each chala of the two lechem, afkan isarin lechala. See here too, by the lachmei toida, it's also one isarin for every chometz sticker. Freiti moi malalon shnei asroinis afkan shnei asroinis. Just like by the shtei alechem, the combination of the two shtei alechem together with shtei asroinis, that's the pasuk, right? The two added up to Shnei Yisroinim. See here too, maybe I should go and add up all the 10 chalos of the Lach Meitoida. They should be mini chalos, where you have 10 adding up to 2 Yisroinim instead of adding up to 1 Yisroin. 1 Yisroin per chalos. In other words, we have 10 Yisroinim altogether, the 10 chalos. 1 Yisroin per chalos. Maybe I should go and say all 10 should be a total of 2 esroinos, just like the shtei alechem. Tamaloyimah, that's why it says in the pasuk tihiyana. The same pasuk says shtayim shnei esroinim. So this tihiyana chometz teofena. That extra tihiyana lamadnu asara lechometz. From the extra word tihiyana. Now where do I see in the word tihiyana 10? It's just tihiyana, an extra word. I don't need the word tihiyana because it says moish v'sechem tevihu lechem tenufa shtayim shnei esroinim silas. What is it, the tihiyana? So the Gemara says, Tiana tells you 10. How do I know 10? So just put your finger here for a moment. Go down to the last line of the Amid Amamar, last line. Talmudim Tiana that tells you 10. My Talmuda, what's the Raya from Tiana that there's 10? Look at the top line of the Amid Aleph. Amar Rev Yitzchak Bar Abdimi. Tiana Ksiv. So what's the Raya from Tiana? That's the top Rashi. Tiana betrayed Yudin. The Chad Yud, the Miyater Asil Alach Meitoyta. That's why I'm pointing you in the Gemara and the Rashi. Otherwise, if I tell it to you about that, you're going to think I'm selling you some Hasidish Torah. But the word Tiana could have been written with one Yud. Right under the Yud, just put your Segel, Tihiyana. What do I have? They have the two Yud. The extra Yud is to tell you Tavil, when you're bringing anything else in the Torah where you don't know the volume. In our case, the Lachmei Torah, don't bring two. You bring 10 Esroinen. That's the extra yud to tell you 10 esrei. Okay, and since we're splitting up into 10 chalois, therefore 10 into 10, one isarin per chal. All of this was fine for the chomet. Asar the matzah minayin, we didn't talk about the matzahs at all. We keep on talking about the chomet. And we said you learn one chomet from the other chomet. So tomorrow, Talmud Loimar, back in Hill in the post-psukim of the Lach Meitoida, the one pasuk of the Lach Meitoida first enumerates the three different types of matzois, and then it says, al chalois lechem chometz takriv karbonoi. Ah, so therefore what we're doing is, we're saying that those 30 are keneged, all the matzois are keneged the chometz. If you look at Pasuk Zayin, here in the Torah or HaShalem, it said, im al toida yakriv, and you bring a karbon toida, v'ikra v'zevach ha-toida, chalois matzois l'v'shemen, those are the chalois matzois, rekikin matzois, or the rekikin, Soilus Murbechas, that's the Revucha, those are the three different types. Now that's Zayin Yud Beis, right? Perek Zayin in Vayikra, that's yesterday's parasha, Pasuk Yud Beis. Now, if you go back to Pasuk Dalet here in the Ora Shalem, Torah Ora Shalem, you have Vayikra Zayin Yud Gimel, Al Chalois Lechem Chometz Yaakov Karbonai Al Zevach Toy Deshlamav. So you have two psukim back to back. One is talking about the 30 of the matzahs, the other is talking about the 10 of the chametz, and it says, chametz, nochvot, al chaloyis lechem, chametz, neged chametz, havei matzah. Keneged the amount of the chametz, you should bring matzah. Since we just established by the chametz a 10 esrainim, how do I know the 10 esrainim from the extra yud from Tihiyana? Oh, that's the 10, but that's talking about the chametz, because I'm learning it from the shtei alecha, which were both chametz, so I know those are 10 esrainim. Keneged those 10 esrainim, lachmei toida, go and bring asor lechomet, via asor lematza. 10 esroinim for the chomet, and 10 esroinim lematza. That's why it says, al chalois lechem chomet, keneged. They correspond to, they're the same number of esroinim. Here is esroinim 10, here's esroinim of 10. Zuktimor yochel asor ishim lematza, leyukulan elmi menechot. I might think that all the matzahs together are only one min, just like by the chomet, it's only chalois, blue lois peshemen. How do I know that the three minim? That's a pasuk that we quoted a moment ago. That's what the chalois. Urikikin matzav shuchem hashem. Those are rikikin. So this merbechas. That's revucha. Dimtu shloisha esroinim ushlish lechol min umin. Vishalish chalois li isoroin. Oh, since we said before that the same number of esroinim you have by the chometz, same number of esroinim by the matzah, and the matzah you have to divide up into three different categories, and since each one of them has the same amount of the ten esroinim, that's why you have for each min or min, three and a third esroinim, and since there are ten in every single min, that's why three chalas lisorim, which means each chala was one third of an esroinim, 10 times the one third is three and a third esroinim per min. Vinim tzulach meitoydus. The bottom line is now we have our boim altogether 40. Noitzum and arba. Now you take off 4. That's the truma that we start off with the Mishnah. Vikri menu echad mikol karban truma l'Hashem. How do I know that you give 1/10? Because I learned the truma mi trumas meiser. It's 1/10. Vinoitzum l'koyin. So you give 4 out of the 40 to the kahanim. Vashar nechal l'balim, and the other 36 are eaten by the balim. And with this we have concluded the beautiful math, figuring out that there were 40 altogether, you give 4, 10 esroinim, 10 esroinim, etc. Omamar, let's go back to the pasuk again. Vikri menu mena mechuber. That's how we started off the Gemara, you remember? Vikri menu mena mechuber. So the word mimenu has that sound of mechuber. Remember, we learned the two Rashis, mena mechuber means you have all the 40 chalas grouped together in one kli. By a regular carbon, it says, yes, kol chelboi Yorim mimenu. Oh, so mimenu means again min habachuber. So you're taking the chayla from min habachuber. Freitim ha'asamay mechuber ikka. What is the mechuber over there by a carbon? Rav Chizki yom avimi, yom Rav Chizki yom avimi, shlo yenateach basa koinim shiyitol emurim. Oh, this chalba yorim mimenu are the emurim that you're putting on the mizbeach. Don't take out the emurim. Don't cut up the basar until you take out the emurim. So now you remember in the past, after you shech the carbon, you take the carbon and you hang it from hooks in the base of mitbachai. And the first thing is that you open up, you flay it, you skin it, to take the skin off. And then eventually you're going to go and cut up the carbon into v'nitach oisal linsocheha. You're going to go and cut it up into pieces. Says our Gemara, 1 second, don't cut it up yet. First do is take out the emurim. The emurim are basically the innards. You're taking out the various chalovim and together part of the kevim and the kaved and all the things that we always talk about in the psukim about the aymarin. Make sure to take those aymarin out of the larger carbon before you cut it up into pieces. That's the lashon mechuber, that the entire carbon is still one entity before you remove the entrails and the chalovim for the aymarin and the mizbech. Right then, it says in the Mishnah Vikra Bimenu,
Isn't that a little bit challenging? You have to get chachela up here and different pieces. There's part of it that is not emurim, I guess, of the innards, isn't there?
So, what you have to do is, obviously, you can't take the emurim out if the carbon is taka totally one entity. How are you going to go and pull it? You're going to take it from the rectum? You're going to go take it down from the mouth, the throat? Abadanish. So, what they do is, they cut it down the middle, but they keep it together the spine keeps it together from the two sides, so you're only cutting it on one side, and then you take out all of the chalovim and all of the angrin, put those on the mizbeach, and then after that, now when it's kind of hollow, so to speak, then you venita chosel tzacher, then you can go and cut it up into smaller pieces. Okay, it still is a challenge, and that's why there's a 5-year program for all kohanim from the age 25 to 30, and they have to get degrees afterwards that they graduated the kohen school. Okay, but anyway, getting back to our gemara, the number kan truma number. Okay, so we have fine. Omaman number kan truma number betruvas ma'aser truma. Freiti mora v'nevi betruvas midyan. Oh, let's learn it from midyan. There is also talks about truma. What is the midyan? If you look at Ois Tess. This is a pasuk in Parshas Matos. When they finished with the milchama with the Midianites, then all of the Anshe Hatzava brought back huge amounts of bokar v'tzoyin, as it's all enumerated in the Torah. So it says, number one, first thing is that they have to go and split up the Anshe Hatzava with all the people that remained behind, because the people that remained behind, those are like, if you will, you'll pardon the expression, they're the Neturi Karta. They're the ones that protected the city, protected the wives, protected the children, protected the livestock. And the others were the military that went out to war. So the military, together with those that remained behind, the Neturi Karta, those are watching the city, they go and take all the spoils and they split it up 50-50. That's Machtisim Tikochu, and give it. Good. Now, from that split up, then you'll go back to the Psukim and you'll see that it says that the Anshe Hatzava now have to give 1 out of 500. So if they got, for instance, 1,000 tzon, they have to go give 2 of those to the Kahan, the Lazar Kai. Masha Enkein, the Yidin, that in the Turi Karta, those that remain behind in the city, they have to give 1 out of 50. So if you had altogether 1,000, they have to go and give 20 from what they received to the Kahan. What's the reason for that? You know, the Anshe Tzava fought, you know, bravely in the military, so therefore they retain a larger piece, even though they only get 50%. But from the 50%, they only have to go and give 1 out of 500. Mashenkin, those that stayed in the city, they also get 50%. But from the 50%, they have to go and give out 1 out of 50. That's the psukim in Parshas Matzos. So Freiti Morris, maybe that's the truma over here too. 1 out of 500 or 1 out of 50. How do you know that you learned it from Trumas Meiser 10%? So I'll tell you why. Don and Truma Hanihegis Ladoyas, but Truma Hanihegis Ladoyas, while Techiach Trumas Midyan Chin and Hegis Ladoyas. This is a one time event in the times of Midyan. That has nothing to do with Doyre Doyreis. Chlach Me Toyda they brought throughout the entire time of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, this is Shoah Midoyas Liyafir. Freitim Menelev Mitrumas Chala. Why don't we go and learn from Trumas Chala? What's the Shir of Trumas Chala? Rashi reminds us, in the Mishnah Masechtas Chala, it says 1 out of 48. It depends on whether it's a private nachtoim, or a private baker at home, or a person, a merchant that's selling in a bakery. Either 1 out of 48 or 1 out of 24. So after we learn from that shear, from that 1 out of 48, remember we had that Trumas Meitzah that we said before. Here it says, Mimenu Trumas Hashem, here Mimenu Trumas Hashem. So we learn one from the other. By Trumas Chala, doesn't have that Trumas Hashem, so we don't learn the drasha. Finally, Boy Rava, Trumas Lach Meitoyde, Chayom Aleh Misa V'Choymish, Ein Chayom Aleh Misa V'Choymish. The Trumas Lach Meitoyde, those 4 chalas that you give to the Kohen, what happens if a Zor eats from those chalas? He's got 36 others that he can eat from, but he decides to eat from those 4 chalas, either Benezid or Bishogeg. Now, when you go and eat from Trumas Meitoyde, Trumas Meitoyde has the same din as Truma, that called Zor lo yechal koyish, and umesu voy ki yechalu, a Zor that eats from Truma, or Trumas Meiser, chas v'sholem gets misa b'dei shomoy, if he did it b'mes. And if he eats v'shoyig, he has to pay back a keren v'choyish. The question is, what is the status of these 4 chalis of the 40 that you give to the koyin, since you're learning from Trumas Meiser? Kim the iskish Trumas Meiser dami, and therefore there's misa the Mezid and Choymish Bishogeg. Oidilma, maybe not. Why? Because Trumas Meiser uses the term boy v'chamishisai. Where does it say boy? It says umesu voy ki yechalalu. You're mechali, eat Trumas Meiser, boy. V'chamishisai, it says in the Pasuk, V'ishki yorcho kodesh bishkoga v'yosef chamishi soy. It should say v'yosef chamishis. Oh, so maybe these are mi'utim. That only here, by Trumas Meiser, is there misa and chaymish. Mi'et rachmana. That's one question. I have another question. Midamas. If you go and put truma, and truma mixes in together with chulin. Ooh, even a little bit of truma. Even, right, we have to have 100 times as much to be mevatel the truma. So the question is, what about these four chalas? Do you also say that it's midamas? You have to have 100 times as much, just like with truma and trumas meiser? Or in a midamas? No, maybe just go basaroiv, or basashishim, you don't go after 100. Teiku, tishvi, taris, kushvi, aboyis. Mechem, to be continued tomorrow, boysai, Mechem, at 7:45. Have a wonderful day. Nice.